a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Health and Human Services Committee meeting to order here on Tuesday morning, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, I believe. And I think I heard this morning, he did see a shadow, bad Representative deal. Raven. It's a bad deal. That means there's only 6 weeks left.
Only six more.
It seems like we've had way more than six already. With that, I'd like to greet our internet listeners and those of you that are here in the audience this morning. I do believe maybe some of the committee members have some announcements as far as who we have in the audience. But before we do that, I'll remind people to turn off their cell phones. Be careful with texting during committee meeting, all of those types of things that we've talked about in the past. Also, a reminder to those that will be testifying this morning, be sure you have your badges, because we do insist that anyone that testifies has their badge, as well as being sure to sign in, please. The secretary likes to be able to spell your name correctly in the minutes, so if you could be sure to do that. With that, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Representative Blake?
Here.
Broomgarden?
Here.
Consett?
Here.
Curd? Ironclad? Jensen?
Here.
Lucas?
Here.
Nygaard?
Here.
Vanderlinde?
Here.
Graves?
Here.
Pitts?
Here.
Madam Chair, there's a quorum.
Thank you. We do have a quorum. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So
moved by Representative Ray,
seconded
by Representative Jensen to approve the minutes. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, the same. Thank you. The minutes are approved. With that, let's just open it up for a second to see if our committee members have any.
Madam Chair.
Representative Rave.
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to refer House Bill 1156 to the Committee on Commerce.
Do we have a second to move House Bill 1156 to Commerce? Seconded by Representative Mosher. Thank you. Do you have any comments, Representative?
No, just that the Speaker sent it to the wrong committee, and if you'd back him up, he would appreciate it, moving that over there. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if we see him, we'll discuss it with him.
I would get after him.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Is this a roll call? Or?
No, we need to.
Okay. This will be a voice vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same. Thank you. Then we are moving House Bill 1156 over to Commerce. Any other announcements from committee members? Representative Blake?
Mm-hmm. Personal privilege?
Please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I have a student from DECA that's here with me this morning, Tessa Curry, and she's from Washington High School.
Welcome.
Madam Chair.
Do any other committee members? Representative Vanderlyn?
Personal privilege, please.
Go ahead.
And I have Gabby or Gabrielle Grunewald from Redfield.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Any other announcements from committee members, personal privileges?
Madam Chair, there are two other students that are from Washington. I think I'm not sure who you guys are with. But who are you following today?
Senator Miles.
Okay. And they're sitting in on our Health and Human Services.
Okay. Would you like to go ahead and stand up? You're from Washington High School? Okay. Go ahead and just stand up and greet the crowd there. Thank you. And I think we also, we have a real guest today from the other side. We have Senator Frisley back there. Years ago, Senator Frisley was my seatmate. He always reminded me how to vote, too. I remember that. Senator Frisley, and you have some guests back there, too, right? Someone, okay, welcome.
We have Diane Ryder, who is the teacher at Tech School in Watertown.
Good morning.
We have two students with us. I'll
okay.
Pronounce their names right.
Okay, if you'd just like to stand up and say who you are and where you're from again. I'm sorry, you go to where?
Florence.
Okay, welcome.
And I'm Shelby Thunder, and I go to the same place.
Okay, Florence, thank you. Welcome. We also have our two pages. Are they? Okay. Megan is from Pierre. And we have Samantha Haverly. Any relation?
Dad.
Samantha's dad is obviously Senator Haverly. So welcome. And committee members, just a reminder, we have them sitting on the end. So if you want to sit back and get their attention that way. With that, I guess we need to move into the agenda. As we have people here in the audience, we have two bills this morning. We will open up with Senate Bill 39, provide for the continuation of the minimum monthly fee charged for care at the Human Services Center. We'll open it up to proponents of Senate Bill 39. Good morning, Mr. Nelson.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
There we go. Corey Nelson, I'm the administrator at the Human Services Center in Yankton. Senate Bill 39 is, as the chair indicated, an act to provide for a continuation of the admission fee to the Human Services Center. Approximately 4 years ago, the legislature made some adjustments to the admission fee at HSC. It had been set at $200 for about 25 years, and that fee covered the first 30 days of care at the center. We made the modifications to step in and increase and bring that level to $600 for the admission fee, which covers that first 30 days of care. And that final fee went into place January 1st of this year. In discussions with the Legislative Research Council, it was determined that there was some question in the way that language in the bill was drafted, that there was a possibility that it could sunset at the end of 2010. So we did draft a new bill to essentially leave the admission fee at the center at $600. That would go into effect July 10th and then carry us forward until such time the legislature would choose to review that reimbursement amount again at some point in the future. Just for a couple pieces of information, that rate equates out to $19.73 a day for care for an individual at the Human Services Center. And as most of you know, we're a licensed hospital and certified nursing home and accredited chemical dependency treatment center. And our actual cost per day is still pretty low in those terms at $432. So we're looking at $19.73 that counties and individuals would have to pay for services at the minimum level for $432 worth of care per day. As a comparison, Medicaid rate is $698 per day. So we're still $260 a day less than the Medicaid rate that other healthcare facilities would get for similar type services. There is no additional fiscal impact to anyone with this bill. We've had the discussions with the county association. They are in support of this bill because that was the intent of the original bill, to leave it at that $600 at this point. If we chose to do nothing and did not pass this bill, there is the possibility that that fee structure could end at the end of 2010. That would leave about a $500,000 hole in the Human Services Center budget that we count on to take care of the individuals that we're serving. We're admitting about 2,000 individuals a year now, and that's a pretty important amount of financial reimbursement that we utilize to take care of those people. So we would ask for your consideration and support of this bill, and I'd answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Do we have any other proponents?
I don't believe we do.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any opponents to Senate Bill 39? Seeing no opponents to Senate Bill 39, then we will open it up to committee questions for Mr. Nelson.
Madam Chair.
Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One question here on the number of admissions. I think you indicated there's 2,000 per year, but some of those, are they there just for a short term, maybe 6 weeks or something like that, versus, and then that fee is the same regardless how long they're there?
Madam Chair, the average length of stay for an adult acute psychiatric individual that would come into the Human Services Center is about 14 days. So that fee is the same for that 14 days as it would be for the full 30 days. But again, in healthcare, most of the initial costs are on the upfront. You're doing all of your evaluations in those first 72 hours. So that's where the genesis of that amount has come to play.
Thank you. Further committee questions? Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. But if they stay like 45 days, then it's the 30-day rate plus a pro rata share of the 19-some dollars a day, right?
Madam Chair. Yeah, that is correct. It would be that $600 for the first 30 days, and then every day after that 30 days would be $19.73 per day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further committee questions? Seeing no further committee questions, we will close testimony on Senate Bill 39. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. We will open it up to committee Action and/or discussion on Senate Bill 39.
Madam Chair.
Representative Mosier.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Move due pass.
Second.
Representative Mosier has moved due pass on Senate Bill 39 with second from Representative Nygaard. Would you like to address your motion, Representative Mosier?
No, just to say that this is a pretty common sense approach, and I think Mr. Nelson explained it pretty clearly.
Thank you. Any further committee discussion on the due pass motion of Senate Bill 39? Seeing none, I will ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Blake.
Aye.
Boomgarden.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ironclad. Jensen.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Mosier.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Vanderlinde.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Pitts.
Aye.
Madam Chair, there's 12 yeas, no nays.
We have Senate Bill 39 unanimously passed by the committee. Representative Ramkema.
Consent.
Moved by Representative Ramkema for consent, seconded by Representative Boomgarden. Any further discussion? All those in favor of consent, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. We have Senate Bill 39 going to the floor on consent calendar. Thank you. Okay, thank you. With that, Senate Bill 39 moving to the floor on consent calendar, we'll move forward to Senate Bill 40, provide for the suspension of certain licenses and registrations relating to dentistry for failure to renew the license or registration. We'll open it up to proponents of Senate Bill 40. Good morning.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brittany Novotny. I'm the Executive Secretary of the South Dakota State Board of Dentistry. To give you a little background, on the board, we license about 2,100 individuals comprised of dentists, hygienists, advanced dental assistants, and radiographers. Annually, each of these individuals must renew their license or registration. What we're finding is that annually there's about 80 to 100 that do not. This is primarily because they've moved out of state. They're no longer practicing. They assume that if you don't renew your license, it will automatically lapse in some form or fashion. Under our current statutes, however, we are required to notice individuals and formally suspend their license if they don't renew. So we're finding that annually we must track down these individuals across state lines through multiple address changes. We're expending a lot of resources to ultimately find that the individuals will then just voluntarily surrender their license. What we've brought before you is Senate Bill 40. It would allow us to automatically suspend the license of an individual that doesn't renew. We certainly have a reinstatement process for anyone that would inadvertently miss that deadline. They would simply be required to fulfill the renewal requirement and pay the appropriate fee. We looked at a lot of other professions out there. There are a lot of other boards and professions that are doing something similar to this. We're certainly not trying to do something new, but we feel that it would help us use our resources more effectively, and we would surely appreciate your support.
Thank you, Ms. Nottenbeat. Any further proponents of Senate Bill 40? Any further proponents of Senate Bill 40? Any opponents of Senate Bill 40? Seeing no opponents, we will open it up to committee questions of our proponent for Senate Bill 40. Any questions? Representative Nygaard.
Yes, I have a question for Mrs. Novotny. I understand the need and the concern. I guess the only other thing that I would like to ask you is how, let's say someone neglects to pay, and as opposed to someone who's moved out of state or going on to a different specialty or something where it does not work an inconvenience, what does someone who's lost their license because they had negligently forgotten to pay their annual renewal, what happens then?
Madam Chair, Representative, they would simply be required to fulfill their renewal requirement. So there's a form they must fill out. If their five-year continuing education cycle is up, they must have fulfilled that and have the appropriate number of hours under each category and then pay the reinstatement fee. So it would be only what they would have been required to do to simply renew their license in the first place.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further committee questions?
Madam Chair.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brittany, who all is included in this renewal?
All four of our categories. So it would be dentists, dental hygienists, advanced dental assistants, and radiographers.
And they all renew?
Annually.
At the same time?
Yes, they do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no further committee questions, we will close testimony, thank you, and open it up to committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Rave.
I move do pass.
Second.
Representative Rave has moved do pass on Senate Bill 40, seconded by Representative Blake. Thank you, Representative Rave. Do you have any comments on your motion?
I don't believe so.
Okay, thank you. Any further committee discussion on our do pass motion for Senate Bill 40? Seeing no questions or discussion, I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Representative Blake.
Aye.
Boomgarden.
Aye.
Consett.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ioncloud. Jensen.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Mosier.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Umkema.
Aye.
Vanderlinde.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Pitts.
Aye.
Madam Chair, there were yeas 12.
I declare Senate Bill 40 passed. Representative Mosier.
Move consent.
And it's been moved consent by Representative Mosier, seconded by Representative Rave. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Senate Bill 40 will go to the floor with a consent motion. Any further committee discussion this morning?
Could have taken the bill. Or two.
Does anyone have anything from the audience?
You can bring up anything if you have any
questions. Obviously, we're giving the committee a free pass this morning. Be careful down there on the floor.
Could have started at 9:30.
I know.
I'm saying.
But you know what? It's great to be here and get the day started, don't you think? Efficiency, effectiveness, and now you can go read the bills. Exactly. Representative Rave, I appreciate your support.
No problem.
I would like to let the committee members know that in regards to the bill load that we do have, we will not have committee on Thursday. We will resume again on Tuesday. We'll probably have about three bills on Tuesday. So... with that, if there is no other committee questions or discussion, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Representative Rave, seconded by Representative Ramkema to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, thank you. We'll see you a week from today in committee.
Yes.